Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, your host, and I'm going to do a show today. I'm going to be answering your questions about intuition. And we're also out on Facebook Live, and where if you'd like to join us on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/LMK88fans, F-A-N-S. And we're doing a simulcast here. So we're broadcasting on the Om Times Radio Network, and we're also on Facebook. Hey, Facebook land. And if you're a fan of mine, obviously you can watch this live, or you could just watch the recording too. It'll go right up there. I love technology. It's so cool. It just pops up automatically. And, oh, and we got some people joining us out there. Hi, Angela. Hello. And I have to be careful not to hit the wrong thing. So anyway, welcome to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And I also wanted to let you know that these episodes are also now on Google Play Music. So if you have an Android and you listen to music on Google Play, you can get it there. And it's it's called Lisa Kay Radio. But all the episodes are there, Between Heaven and Earth. And we're just trying to get out and reach lots of people. So I'm so glad you're joining me again this week. We're doing our live simulcast radio show and out on Facebook. So and hi, everyone out there. People are coming in. So I'm going to be answering your questions today on intuition. So if you have a question, post it in Facebook. I can see the chat on the video, and then I'll be able to answer them live, which is great. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, last week on last week's show, we talked all about crystals, and we had a Guess Your Best crystal. It was kind of a mystery crystal. It was a little difficult, so those of you who didn't get it, a lot of people had great guesses, but you did wonderful. But Marianne, congratulations to Marianne. She actually got it right. The mystery crystal was rhodochrosite, and she won 3 crystals of rhodochrosite and a deck of Dorian Virtues, Archangel, Raphael, Angel cards. So yay to her. I'm so excited that she was able to get it and that I was able to send her some gifts. So anyway, so today we're going to, again, go over your questions. If you have a question, post it in the chat room on Facebook and I'll see it. I have some that other people have sent me earlier. So let's begin. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and this show is called Frequently Asked Questions About Intuition. And what I wanted to do is go over these questions with you because I'm sure you've got these questions as well. These are questions that lots of people ask me all the time. And you know, I kind of give the same answer. So I, you know, wanted to give you a little bit of an introduction here. So here's what the first question. Why do some people seem to have intuition and some of us don't? So this is a very interesting question because I think some of us believe, and I've run into a lot of people who say, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm intuitive. I don't get those amazing pieces of information that other people seem to get. And I know for a fact that everyone is intuitive. Everyone has intuition. It is part of your psyche. It's part of your mind. It's in part of your abilities. And that you can develop it from scratch. You can develop it from a point of thinking that you don't have any intuition, like me, because I'm one of those people, I wasn't even sure whether I really had intuition or not. I was very jealous of people who did. And I thought the same thing. I thought, gee, all these other people seem to be so intuitive, and it doesn't seem to come to me the same way. But part of that is because some people are just natural at connecting with their intuition. They're naturals at it, just like some people are really good at picking up, picking up a sport, and they just happen to be really good at it. Without having to. In fact, I know of someone who can watch somebody do a dance move and imitate it immediately without being taught. And I can't do that. I need somebody to show me. I'm really bad at it. But that doesn't mean I can't dance, and that doesn't mean you can't develop your intuition. So it's just a matter of different levels of skill, and you have to develop it. So the next question we have is, what is intuition? And I always have this definition. It's is knowing without knowing how you know it. So it's information that comes to us that we don't know how we got it. It's, we don't know. We didn't logic it. We didn't guess. We didn't deduce anything. It's not something. It just pops up. And there is an intuitive side of us, which is actually part of your brain, the intuitive side of your brain, and that seems to work somewhat independently of your judging mind, your thinking mind. And that seems to be able to, that side of you seems to get information that we're not consciously aware of, and I believe it's information also that may come from outside of us. It may come from, I believe, divine intelligence, or maybe our higher selves. We're not always conscious of everything that's going on in us, because we're too busy trying to figure out what we have to make for dinner tonight, or whether that person over there is going to talk to us, and we need to talk to them, or if we remembered to call so and so to pick up the mail, things like that. And so we don't have, our attention is elsewhere. So what's going on in the rest of our brains? We don't know. I'd like to believe that everything's connected energetically, and so that includes our thoughts with things that are outside of us. I used to think there's a limit to that, but then I realized, I believe that everything really is energy. That's, as you all know, that's what science has shown us, that everything is made up of energy, and therefore, why not be connected? Energy is a continuum. There's no real division between outside of us and inside of us. So we can get information, I believe, from angels, our spirit guides, and souls that have passed, people have passed on, and we get that through our intuition. Okay, here's another question that people often ask. How do I know if I'm psychic? And that begs the question, well, what is psychic? Is it different from intuition? And I believe it's not. I believe that, and some people say, you know, I think part of the reason why intuition is vague for people is because it's not easily described. And I like to believe that intuition is something you're born with, just like animals have instinct. We have intuition, and you take that and you can grow it. You can develop your intuitive skills such that it gets to be so good that you appear to other people as being psychic. You get information, and people think psychic is having amazing information that you couldn't have figured out on your own, and that's what people often see psychic is. And so getting back to, how do I know if I'm psychic? Well, you are, because everyone is intuitive, and intuition just can grow as a skill to the point where you are psychic. And again, I've seen it happen with other people, and I've seen it happen. I've helped people get there, develop their intuition to become psychic, and I've done it myself. So So, but if you want to know if you have the ability to be psychic, maybe you have doubts over, you know, can I develop my intuition to the point where I can be clairvoyant or be able to see in other places. Remote viewing is one of those things, or know what's going to happen in the future. You can, and everybody can. It's something that I've, again, seen other people develop because I've helped them, and also I've done myself. And so you're all psychic. So the question might be that you might have, why should you develop your intuition? What is it? What is intuition? What can it do for me? Well, if you want to improve your day-to-day dealings with life, maybe you've got a life upheaval, that's when you're looking for, you know, the answers, and you sometimes you're in dire straits, or even if you just want to know which way to go. Gee, should I leave my job? Should I, you know, go over and talk to that person that I'm really attracted to them, you know, or is this person my soulmate? That causes us to want to have this dependable internal guidance, some sort of message, maybe grace from divine intelligence, from God, letting you know what to do, that things are going to be okay, that maybe you're not alone, give you some assurance that this is what you should do next, and it's going to be helpful to you. That's that inner guidance, that intuition, that connection to that knowing that seems to know everything. And it's, you know, it's really awesome stuff because it's worked for me, and I know it can work for you. You know, we all want that consistent, reliable intuition that's right at your command. Anyway, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with our frequently asked questions.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hey And welcome back. You're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, and I am Lisa Kay. We're talking about frequently asked questions on intuition, and we're also out there on Facebook, and we've got some people asking questions already, so that's really good. And if you have questions and you're out there on Facebook, you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/LMK88. Fans, F-A-N-S, and I'll see you out there if you chat me, you know. And if you like this and you're watching the video, if you do like the thumbs up, if you like it, great. If you give me some hearts, it's what it does with Facebook is it tickles it, and then it'll send you more of these, and it'll let you know, put it in your feed when I'm live, and we'll be out there doing more. So let's continue. So more frequently asked questions. One just popped up here. We've got from our fans out there in Facebook land. Is a gut feeling intuition? And yes, I would say a gut feeling is intuition. It's a lot of people say, okay, so when people say I have a gut feeling, you know, I feel it in my gut. And that's probably because you actually do feel it right in your gut, in your digestive system. I used to have, I still do actually, I feel things when I'm in a place where I'm there's something not good going on, or maybe I have to kind of be careful. I'll feel it in my stomach. It'll get upset. I used to think it was something I was eating, but it's not. And I found out through experimentation, which you can do, is if your stomach isn't feeling so good or you feel uneasy, you can step away from the place that you're in or maybe the person you're with and see if that changes. And if it does, then you know it's your gut intuition telling you. A lot of people say, you know, they feel things in their gut. And part of that is because you actually have a mini brain, so to speak, in your digestive system. There is a whole network of neurons and nerves and neurotransmitters that work just like the brain. And they've discovered that the brain, not the brain, but your digestive system can actually learn and remember. So, yeah, so the answer is yes, a gut feeling is part of your intuition. It's a way you can get intuitive information. And, and Jackie has a comment out there. She says, I've learned that you don't have to know someone well to read them. And ultra-sensitive people are more intuitive. That's very true. Ultra-sensitive people, I believe, become very intuitive automatically. They are very open to what they're feeling. I think that's why they call highly sensitive people, intuitive people. I think everyone's intuitive, and I think everyone can be very intuitive. It's just people who aren't as sensitive just got to work at it a little harder. So, next question. What is a spirit guide? Now, spirit guides are either spirits of those who maybe once lived, deceased loved ones, or in some cases they may never have had a body. It's kind of like this catch-all phrase, spirit guides. Maybe it's someone who is related to you, your grandmother, grandfather who passed away, someone you love, or it could be spirits of people that you don't know. And maybe they have an expertise in an area that you need help with. So maybe you're a doctor, and you may have spirit guides who are people who are souls of people who used to be doctors. Or writing guides, or you might have even a cooking guide. Or they could be other evolved beings, something we might call pure consciousness. For example, Jane Roberts used to communicate with Seth. And Seth at one time was a person, and now he has evolved to the point where he no longer has to reincarnate. That's the belief. Let's see, Esther Hicks channels Abraham, and Abraham was never a person in body. He is actually more of a collection of conscious beings and thoughts. So spirit guides could be angels, saints, ascended masters, things like that. And Haley had a question. She wanted to know, when you speak of hearing angels, is that the same as hearing your spirit guides? And, well, we just said that, you know, spirit guides can be your angels. What I've found and is that the different guides, whether they are, say, someone who's passed, who's sending you a message, or an angel, it feels different. And so the way they communicate and the energy that you feel, and that's one of the things I suggest you do if you want to become more intuitive, is to learn how to work with energy, learn how to connect with it and feel it. Because when you're getting information energetically, it's all energy, it will feel different to you. And angels have a higher vibration kind of feel to them. It feels a lot lighter. It feels, sometimes it's very subtle, very hard to hear. I found that those who have passed, if I'm in the presence of a ghost, so to speak, or a deceased loved one, that the energy feels a little heavier. It feels like a thicker vibration. And a lot of times I'll feel it more in my legs. So as opposed to, say, up around my head or in my shoulders, I'll feel the vibration in different places in my body. And you can, you know, we've got people conversing out there, which is great, on the chat room. And, you know, you can communicate with your guides. You can find their names. And we do have guides and angels that are with us all the time throughout our whole life. And that's what they're there for. They're there to assist us. They assist us silently. Helping us along the way. Some synchronicities happen. Well, that's our guides kind of moving things around in the universe to bring it all together. Some of our guides are, for their angels or those who have never been in body, it's pure energy. And energy is all one. They can make all kinds of things happen. That's what I like to believe. And it makes me feel like Jackie said, that you're not alone. And it can be a wonderful, great feeling. And I think that's part of why we want to develop our connection to our intuition, which is the way we get information from outside of us, from our angels and from our guides, because now you have a way to have a conversation, have a way of getting information that can help you in life. And that's what it's for. I think certain people are not aware of their intuition and they just have a gut feeling, or they got a hunch, or they just feel like they should be doing something else, or they should be doing A instead of B, and then they go with that. It turns out to be the right thing. And that's what's great about it, is that we all have this, and that is your intuition talking to you. And we want to develop that. We want to develop our skill. It's a skill like anything else. Like if you want to learn tennis or you want to learn how to swim, if you're watching the Olympics, you can develop your skill. So here's another question. How do I trust my intuition? How do I know it's intuition? And the answer to that is, again, like any other skill that you've got, you have to develop it. You have to develop this, your intuition skill, your skill in knowing when your intuition's talking to you, knowing how to make it happen when you want it to happen, knowing how to work with it so you're getting information that is useful. That's the development part. You're developing your intuitive skills, your intuition skills. And when you do that, intuition becomes a tool. It becomes a wonderful tool. And you can do all those wonderful things we talked about earlier. And so getting back to the question, how do I trust it? Well, you have to have a technique. You have to have a technique to get your intuition to work for you, give you good information, lots of information, and then you have to practice that technique so that you get better and better with your intuition skill. Use that intuition technique. And as you work with it and you learn how to use it, it's going to get stronger and easier for you. And as you we're going to talk a little bit more about intuition exercises. You have to practice and exercise your intuition, because then you're going to know when it's real and when it isn't. So just like you are, let's see, if you, I use tennis a lot as an example, but if you are playing tennis and you want to serve the ball, you're going to hit that ball into the serve box. If you practice a lot, you just know when it's right. You just know when that ball comes off the racket that you hit it well. You don't even have to serve. You could just hit, you know, do a forehand or a backhand. You just know what it feels like. And that's the same thing with intuition. You know when it's talking to you. You know how it feels. You know how it comes to you. And that's what you need to do to know if you can trust it. And because you just know you'll be able to recognize it when it comes. It's, you know, it's like your buddy intuition. Oh, I know they're talking to me. And it's the same thing with knowing if your intuition is right. Working with knowing for you, intuition might be very specific in terms of how it feels to you. So you got to learn how to do what it feels like when, and that's what the exercise and practice is for. So Yolanda has another question. What are the best crystals for intuition? Great question. That's kind of related to our crystal talk last week. But one of the best crystals actually that I like for it is moldavite, M-O-L-D-A-V-I-T-E. That's a good one. There's ajoite. It's A-J-O-I-T-E. But a lot of the crystals are really good for intuition. Those are some of the ones that I can come up with off the top of my head. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about more about intuition. So stay with us.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
I didn't know it would be so hard. It's easier to heal others than to heal myself.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, you are not alone.
Recovery was the hardest job I ever had, and the most important.
For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you are listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And I just wanted to take a little break here and tell you a little bit more about where we're going with that we're out here on Facebook, and that you can look at us there live, and go to facebook.com/lmk88fans, F-A-N-S. All right, so I got a little hiccup there because I didn't realize that the radio wasn't hearing me, so now we're live. So I wanted to let you guys know that we're going to be shifting a little bit and going and doing some shorter episodes, and also continue with playing around with doing some things on my app. And I have a I have an app out there that's called Lisa K Radio, and you can go out there and get it on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device. Just go to the App Store and type in Lisa K, L-I-S-A-K, Radio. Or LMK88, that'll pop up and you'll see a couple apps that I have out there. But you'll get all these episodes right on your phone. You can carry them with you. I just love to share and to teach. So that's what you're going to be getting out there. And I'm just going to say hi, hey everybody out there on Facebook. Hi Terry. So happy to see everyone. If you like us out there, you know, thumbs up or hearts, we love to see it. And also it'll bring these back to your newsfeed. Facebook has a funny thing with Facebook newsfeeds. Okay, so let's go on to the next thing here. So we'll begin with this second half. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and this show is called The Six Things That Make a Good Intuition Exercise. Now, one of the things I know that people love are intuition exercises. And going through developing my intuition from scratch and becoming a sold-out reader and reading for hundreds of people, I've done lots of exercises and lots of study with in a lot of different areas, and I have discovered the best way to do an intuition exercise. And one of the things that I did to kind of prepare for this show was I Googled intuition exercises. And if you Google intuition exercises, you know, you're going to get a lot of odd stuff. Let me just tell you a little bit. That this is one of those, what to do and what not to do. These quote common exercises for intuition, I'll just run them through here. And they say things when you Google like clear your mind, meditate, imagine, journal, dream, make some affirmations, turn off the computer, turn off the television, meditate, don't eat meat, caffeine, sugar, alcohol, drugs. These are all quote exercises. Get more sleep, notice things around you, go out in nature, trust, ground yourself. Visualize and think of a question and get your feelings or your imagination to answer it. These are not what I would call intuition exercises. They're good prep work, but it's not exercising your intuition. And I'll tell you why. Some of these things I think are very good. I don't think you need to do all of them if you want to be more intuitive. That's a belief other people have. I don't think intuition is completely dependent upon what you eat, though good health is. You should be able to use your intuition anywhere at any time in any special state of mind. Without any special state of mind. You don't need to be meditating when you are using your intuition. So that's a fallacy. And the reason for doing a good intuition exercise and knowing how to do one is this. Like learning any skill, you need to be doing the skill that you want to improve. So if you want to improve your skill, you have to be doing it. You have to use your intuition. For example, let's go back to the tennis. If you're learning how to be a better tennis player, you can work with weights to, you know, be strong and improve your strength. You could stretch a lot. You can try to eat better. You know, maybe lose some weight, maybe go out and run to have stronger legs. But none of those things are going to directly help you play a better tennis game. If you want to play a better tennis game, you actually have to practice playing tennis. If you want to have a strong intuition, a good intuition, you have to practice using your intuition. So meditation helps, but you're not really using your intuition. If clearing your mind is not an exercise, going out in nature is not exercising your intuition. What is exercising your intuition is actually triggering your intuition about something and getting information back. So let's go over the six things that make a good intuition exercise. Okay, so you got to write these down, right? It's the six things. Number one, you have to be able to validate your results of the exercise. Did you do it right? Was it a hit or was it a miss? So this is an example of where, you know, what you need to do is you need to be able to do some sort of intuitive trigger and then see if what you received from your intuition was correct. You have to validate your results. That's number one. Number two, you need to practice your intuition on something simple and not important. And I'm going to go over all each one of these in detail with you and explain why and what it means. So number two, practice on something simple and not important. Number three, you have to be able to write down or remember what you receive. So as you're doing the exercise, you need to write what you receive down. Number four, you need to have a technique or a method to do the exercise. So if somebody says, you know, just do it, it's not enough. You have to have a technique. Then that's how you build any skill. You have techniques. Number five, there should be a stepwise process to it. For example, you do this, and then you do that, and then you do that. And number six is the best exercises are where you can work with a partner. Okay, so let me go through each one of these so I can explain them. Number one, you have to be able to validate the results of your exercise. Did I do it right? Was it a hit or a miss? It's important to know if you received your intuitive message correctly so you know when your intuition is working or not. So it also helps you experience what it's like when your intuition is right. So you're exercising it, the intuition exercise worked for you, you got a lot of great hits. He's like, all right, now I'm starting to see what it feels like. So it's just like you when you're learning how to serve a tennis ball. Like I was saying earlier, when you hit that tennis ball, you know when you hit it right, or you also know what it feels like when it's a miss hit. So here are some examples that you can do for exercises that you can validate. So last week we did a good one. It was with a newspaper article headline. So you just read the headline, and then you try to intuitively pick up information about the article before you read it. Don't cheat. So just look at the, and if there's a headline, sometimes the headlines are like, I don't know, three adults get into trouble on mountainside or something like that. And, you know, then you can use your intuition to see if you can pick up, well, okay, there are three adults. How many were men? How many were women? What kind of trouble did they get into? Which mountain was it? What part of the world or the country were they in? Things like that. And then that's how you trigger, you ask your intuition and then see if your intuition is picking these things up correctly. If you're with a partner, both of you can do, here's another exercise you can do. You can both bring a picture of someone you both, you can bring a picture of someone you know, but they don't know. And then they can look at the picture and see if they can pick up information about that person intuitively, tell you about them. And then you can validate whether that information that they're receiving intuitively is correct or not. So that's why it's really important that the person whose picture, who owns the picture, who knows the person in the picture, can validate information about that person. So if you're doing this with a friend of yours, don't go out and take a picture of, say, Brianna or something, or Tom Cruise, because you may not, unless you really know them, you're not going to be able to validate information. So it's really important, number one, to validate the information that you get. Okay, number two, practice on something simple and not important. So just as you wouldn't start learning how to ski by going down the double diamond, the black, the really steep part of the mountain, when you first are starting to learn, you should not exercise your intuition on the tough stuff. So what do I mean by the tough stuff? That would be important life questions. Don't ask your intuition important life questions as a practice. Thing that would be like, you know, should I quit my job? Will my friend be cured of their disease? What is my life's purpose? Those are really big questions. That's like going down the double black when when you really should be on the bunny slope as a skier. Don't do that. We're going to go to break in a little while, and we're going to go through the other four factors of a good exercise, intuition exercise. And I'll try to give you an exercise at the end if we have time. But you can go to my website, lmk88.com, and sign up for my tips list, and you're going to get 16 exercises you can do. And they're all good exercises, and these are exercises you can do on your own, by yourself. You don't have to do it with a friend. I know sometimes getting a friend is difficult to do it with you, because sometimes they think it's kind of weird, or, you know, you don't have people around you who are open to this. So go to my website, lmk88.com. You can sign up there and get 16 free exercises on intuition you can do on your own. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the intuition exercise, what makes a good one, and we'll try to do one. We'll do an intuition exercise. Okay, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay. You're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And we're talking about frequently asked questions about intuition. That was earlier in the show. And now we're going over the six important things to make a really good intuition exercise. So having the six things to know about what makes a good intuition exercise is really important, because when you know how to make a good intuition exercise, what a good intuition exercise is, you're really going to catapult your intuition and develop it very quickly. Okay, so we did one and two. One was make sure you can validate what you get, your intuition information. And also number two is practice with something that's simple, not important. Number three is you have to be able to write down or remember what you receive. Now, this is really important. Because say you're doing an exercise with a friend, if you are talking about it, giving them your intuitive information, we tend to, when we talk about it or even just think about it, we start to overthink it. We start to corrupt the message. So if you write it down, I found that It's easier to just get our impressions, get the intuitive pieces and messages and put them on paper. And you're less likely to judge what you receive. And it's also easier to remember what you receive because it's on the paper. And then there's a whole process that we go through on how to go through it. If you're sitting with someone else, how to go through your list. People tend to go through their list with someone. Say, if you're sitting with somebody, we just talked about this earlier, you're doing that exercise with a picture. And so your partner or your friend brings you a picture of someone you don't know. You look at them and you start to ask your intuition, tell me about this person. What is their personality like? And you're asking your intuition, not anybody outside of you. You can ask in your mind, and you're going to get impressions. You're going to get things popping up in your mind. Everything you see, feel, or hear is part of that, those messages, and you're going to write those down on a piece of paper. If you just write it down and just, you know, you basically spit it out on the paper, it's much better than if you start to recite it to someone, because when you talk, you tend to judge it. You tend to think too much about what you're getting. And when you think too much about what you're getting, you corrupt the message. And you might be surprised the things that you think are the craziest things that you're getting or that you're making it up actually can be the most amazing intuitive hits. They can be so correct. And part of that is because, you know, your intuition is, you don't know what your intuition is going to tell you. It's coming from outside of you. All right, number four, you should have a technique or method when you're doing your exercise. So number four is have a technique, an intuition technique to use to exercise your intuition. So just like any skill, you're taught techniques and methods to develop that skill. And for example, like in tennis, you know, they teach you how to hold your racket, how to hold it in your hand. They teach you how to stand. As a skier, you're taught how to use your skis to stop and turn. Remember the pizza? You know, to slow down, make your skis into like a pizza wedge, and then to slow you down. So you're taught something to use so that you can build your skill at skiing. With intuition, you need a technique. You need a technique to make your intuition happen on command, and then that technique should help you receive messages and interpret them, interpret your intuitive messages, so that you should have an intuition technique. And I'm not going to go into an example here. We're going to run out of time, but you know, this is part of what I teach. And so have a technique to use when you're to exercise your intuition, to apply it. Number five is there should be a stepwise process to that technique. So first you do this, and then you do this, and then you do that. So the steps help get you into a habit, and it's easier for you to understand. So the understanding method or technique is much, much better when it's clearly broken down into these steps. A lot of the intuitive instruction you get is telling someone to clear their mind and then just receive your messages, and that's not helpful. So there has to be a stepwise process to it. And I've got this process that we go through, and I'm sure I've talked about it before out there on some of the shows, and you may be able to get those, but have that stepwise process with your intuition exercise. And number six is the best exercise is where you can work with a partner or work with someone else. And you need to choose somebody who is of like mind, who's not going to compete with you, because it's not about competing. It's not about who's better than whom, who gets it right and who doesn't. Because when that happens, your ego comes into, well, you know, you may feel bad or you feel doubtful, and that shuts down your intuition. Ego is 100% non-intuitive. So if you start to, if they feel better than you, their intuition is not going to be working. So if you can find a friend or maybe take a class and work with a classmate or someone who'd like to practice with you, it's better than doing exercises on your own. And that's why I like to do them in the classes or, you know, with groups of people. We do this online. and webinars and things, and people can work together. And also, the other reason is you can, there are more things that you can work with, more exercises you can do. They can validate them, validate these for you. Because, you know, also you can work with a friend because you don't know everything about your friends. You don't know everything about your family. And so friends are okay to work with. And it's also important to be with someone that you're comfortable with so you can be open and relaxed and not be afraid to have a, quote, miss. Because, you know, you're all practicing. We're all practicing together. And, you know, that's how you learn and get better. So that's it. Those are the six. Let me just run through them quickly again, and then we're going to do a quick exercise before we're going to be finished soon. Number one, be able to validate your results. When you do it right, was it a hit or a miss? If you just do an exercise where someone says, well, you know, get a, use your intuition to get a message about, I don't know, you know, where it is you, you know, well, actually, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, and it's not coming to me. But if it's very open-ended, then, and you can't validate it, here's one. Tell me, you know, let me get some intuitive information about, let's try not to get too political, you know, my favorite singer. And if you do, you know, if you don't know your favorite singer very well, you know, what message do I have for Sia? I like Sia or I like Justin Bieber. I don't know them and I can't validate that information. So that's number one. Number two, practice on something simple, not important. Number three, write down what you get. Number four, have a technique. You got to have a technique to use. That's stepwise. Number five, the technique should have a stepwise process. And number six, try to work with somebody if you can. So we've got a few minutes, and if you're still out there with me in Facebook land, or even if you're listening to the recording or on the radio, I'm going to put something out there and as an exercise, and I'll try to validate if you guys are out there on Facebook. And you can write in the chat. And if you're not, if you're listening to the recording or if you are listening to the radio, you can always email me, message me, lmk88.com. One last quick thing. I have a class, intuition class, coming up. We've got a coupon going on to get $100 off. Go to my app, Lisa K Radio, and you'll find all the information there on how to get into the class. All right, so here it is. The trigger for you is the town of Mahwah, New Jersey. Mahwah, M-A-H-W-A-H, New Jersey. And the question for you is, this is a town that has importance to me, and you can trigger your intuition by asking, why is Mahwah, New Jersey, important to Lisa? What about Mahwah, New Jersey? So, write. So you should have something to write with and write on. And whatever you get, everything you see, feel, hear, or think, and that pops up at you, don't think. It'll just pop up. It might be a thought that pops up. Write it down. And as we're coming down to the end of our show, so if you are out there and you are getting things, on Facebook, you can write it down and in the chat room, and I will try to validate it for you. And if you're listening to the radio, you can, or listening to the recording, you can go to my website and contact me there at lmk88.com and send me a message, and I will validate whatever you got for this exercise. And Marianne got husband dog. And interesting. Okay, keep going, Marianne. Husband, no. Dog might be. Okay, no thinking, just relax. Mahwah, New Jersey. Just whatever comes up. Mahwah, New Jersey. So isn't that an interesting name? Okay, Angela's got a couple things. You were born there, raised there. I was not born there. It was a place that had something to do with my childhood. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Marianne says she's got a male dog. Actually, we're at the end of our show. Just looking at the clock. You guys out there on Facebook, keep going. If you're out on the radio, keep going. Send me a note. Tell me what you got. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. I'm Lisa Kay. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.